It's a perfectly cromulent word. It is perfect.
Radio Free Weir with Ron Babcock and sometimes James.
Yeah! Yes! Welcome to the show. Happy day before Thanksgiving to all of you in the 11. Thank you so much for listening to us, and I love you, and I miss you.
Do we need to leave you guys alone for a little bit?
Yeah, could you guys, Rod and James, just get out of here for a minute?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
I'm going to take off.
Hey, baby.
I'll be back in a minute.
Just me and you right now. Just me and all 11 of you. Let me tell you something. Sometimes I wake up with just the world's hardest feeling in my gut because I miss you so much.
The world's hardest math problem just sitting in the back of your head.
And you know,
I got no idea how to start with that. Yeah.
I think about you sometimes, and all I want to do is jerk myself onto a plane and get back to Kansas City where we can be together.
Good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I masturbate thinking about you casually. What?
I masturbate. Oh, okay. Masturbate.
So, all right, I need, before we do anything, it's regular old Weir show. We're just going to goof off for like the next hour or so. I need to tell this story because it's great. Okay.
All right.
As both of you know, I'm socially, not good. I'm not good with people. Like, I'm not. And we had this house
real good, but I'm not great with people.
So the house next door to us was for sale forever, and then finally it sold to this family, and they came over and introduced themselves to us.
Like a bunch of nosy nobodies.
Here's how the introduction went, though, because I'm like, you know, I'm nervous around people and I don't like talking to them if I don't know them. And they come over and they're like, hi, how's it going? And they said their names, which I don't remember. And then we said our names, which I do remember, but it's not worth getting into. And they're like, yeah, okay, great. And then like, their face went from smiling to like,
now
just,
you speak
serious. And they're like,
and it better be good.
We're going to need to cut down the trees. And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. That sounds like a thing. And they're like, yeah. So
probably talk to the owner.
Yeah. They're like, they're a real nuisance. And I was like, yes, those pesky old trees. Let me tell you.
Oh, you got those neighbors.
I can't believe I moved into a neighborhood.
Yeah. Into oxygen.
When I moved here, it was sight unseen.
Fucking audacity of trees.
It was sight unseen. And if I had known I'd be living.
Birds aren't even real, you know.
If I knew that I'd be living in a place with these brown trees, you know what I'm saying? Then yeah, and they were like, "We have no idea what you're talking about. We're actually talking about real trees." And I was like, "I know, so am I." Right? Wink, yeah, wink about the trees, huh? No, they're weird, and they've taken their curtains down, so now I'm looking in their house and seeing them. Like, hi, they don't wave back. They're very strange, but I think I've also convinced them that the devil lives in my house.
Okay, as in it's
not a bad start.
As in it's one of your family or you, or
yes, okay. Good.
As in along with your family and you.
So here's the thing: Finn has really taken a shine to like anything that I'm into. So playing guitar. Okay. Now he wants to play guitar. I'm sitting here talking to the microphone. He will demand to come in here and talk into the microphone.
It's cute.
Yeah, I lay around playing video games all day. He does the same thing. It's great. His favorite thing to do with the microphone, something I'm going to do right now, is he likes to put effects on and talk.
Right.
Like that. But his favorite effect is this. Ee-oo, yip, boo.
In the jungle, the mighty.
He just makes noises. He just makes noises.
You're getting a little Gabby Hayes there. You're getting a little Gabby Hayes there.
Yeah, yeah. He just makes. Love's just grabbing the mic. Woo! Like that.
Thank you, Gabby.
Yeah. Okay. So he loves doing it, and I encourage it because I think it's adorable. The other day, it was really cold outside. It's like, we had a bit of a cold snap. It was like 20 to 30 degrees. That's and our fun. Heating sucks here. We live in like an old house and
uses whale oil.
Yeah, it literally does use oil. I'm not even kidding. I'm pretty sure it was
heated by whale oil.
Yes.
That shit's expensive.
Yes.
Not so, cheap.
But because my heating sucks, it's too good and the house heats up. So like some parts of the house are cold. The upstairs, whatever, it doesn't matter. I had the window open.
Gotcha.
I had the window open because it was so hot in my room. Jeez. And I did not realize this. I'd forgotten about it when I had my son yelling into the microphone. The other thing I have is I bought some really high quality Bose speakers.
Nice.
So I could mix the podcast better.
I don't always listen to Metallica, but when I do,
yes.
So do the neighbors.
Yeah. And I didn't realize how loud this was until Katie came upstairs and she's like, wow, I'm hearing that like all over the house and it sounds crazy. I didn't realize the windows were open, which means, and I don't live on a busy street, but I do anytime you look out there, even when it's cold, actually, especially when it's cold, people are here weird. There are people walking up and down my block.
Oh my
and
God.
I've noticed over the last couple of days.
I think Hayes is renting a place up the block. The Butthole Surfers are staying right up the street from us right now.
Since the incident. I have not noticed as many people walking up and down my block. And my neighbors, who were weird before, are now not even making eye contact.
Nice.
Yeah. Like if I walk past, I'm like, hey, how's it going? Nothing.
Sorry.
That man hath the devil in him.
Is in his house.
Y'all need Jesus over there.
Yeah. So, like, I would say that maybe reasonably they could hear. Oh, it's some kid playing with some kind of equipment. But
no,
I don't.
They wouldn't,
I don't know that anybody thinks that far ahead.
And most like people, people. Wouldn't
like I
have
would
this
do that because
sort of
I
thing in their house.
Yeah, I would know that because I have this in my house, but most people don't. So yeah, it,
what's
to them,
funny
it just
to me
sounded
is,
like Linda Blair was having her period outside.
Finn's like what, three now?
Four.
He's four now. Okay, so when I was 16. When I was 17 years old, we had this friend of ours named Daryl, and he had a pretty decent sized backyard in his little suburban neighborhood home. Mm-hmm. And he had bought one of those Sears do-it-yourself two-car garages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And had literally the entire backyard poured into a slab and put this two-car garage out there and closed it all up and turned it into a studio. And he was a drummer. And he had a really nice, amazing recording studio in his backyard for being in this suburban neighborhood. Anyways, it was amazing. It was the first place I ever went that was damn near soundproof. And when you were in there, you could hear your heartbeat if you sat real still. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And so we would give Daryl and his wife drugs. And they would let us go into the studio and not tell people we were there. Mm-hmm. And we would spend hours and hours in there on ecstasy and acid doing the exact same thing your son does.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing with the microphone going, ah, 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 ah. Yeah, doing that. All night.
Yeah. What is it called? There's a chamber.
It's called tripping.
Yeah, no. There's like this it's the most soundproof place on earth. It's this anechoic chamber in Minnesota.
Is that where it is? It's at a university, isn't it?
Yeah. Or it's some elaborate. I can't remember. But it's so quiet that no one's been able to stand it for more than an hour. Like the longest anybody's ever been in there is 45 minutes. Because apparently you can hear your heart beating. You can hear like the blood moving in your body. It's just apparently it's very disturbing.
Yeah, it is. That kind of silence is terrifying.
Yeah. Any death. Silence for me is terrifying.
Yeah. Death for me has always been the most, the scariest thing. Like,
yeah.
Just for the simple fact that it's almost impossible to simulate, to fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can blindfold somebody, or, you know what I mean? I can blindfold myself or whatever, and, you know, kind of get a feeling of what it's like not to be able to see, at least somewhat. You know, you can strap yourself to a chair, all kinds of different things. Deaf, you can't fake deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine what that's like. That terrifies me.
I mean, I don't know how we got here from the conversation, but who cares? I
soundproof room
started to let go of my fear. I'm more afraid. I've always said this. I'm not afraid of the plane crashing or exploding midair. I'm afraid of the process of crashing.
Going down. Yeah.
That scares me. The everybody gripping onto the seat, awaiting death. The tension, the suspense of it. Like, actually being dead does it. Because I've talked to people. I was in a
who
college
were dead?
Class. Well, this guy was a lineman. Not in football, but, you know, he worked on electrical lines. And he got shocked, and blew his toes off, apparently. Just boom. And he pointed out steel-toed boots, so it's a good thing he had those that day for safety.
Wow.
Could have took somebody's eye out.
Yeah, but he said, like,
that little piggy went fast.
He didn't feel anything. He died, and then he woke up like a month later after being in a coma.
No shit.
In the hospital. And he said it was like nothing happened. So I kind of feel like if that's death, that's not that bad. You just blink out. Yeah. Okay. Like that might be frightening to some people. But
impending death is what.
Impending death, yes, is so much more terrifying. That's why I'm not afraid of a heart attack. I'm not afraid of a stroke. But cancer terrifies me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
I think it just comes down to the fact that I'm a scared pussy. That's it. That's the full breadth of this is that
I'm fine with my my life as a television being turned off.
Yes.
Gone. But I don't want to watch the
little
tube
dot get smaller,
and go down to nothing. I can't deal with that.
Anyway, but back to my devil thing, Finn. You know, convincing the neighbors.
Oh yeah.
Satan. I was wondering this though: how many people are the weird neighbor? Like, because I am. I mean, I don't want to be. I'm, but that's.
I think.
I can't
I'm
help
the
it.
Nuisance. No, I'm not really
like
the nuisance.
What neighbor?
I'm the lazy neighbor. I'm the one that they go, I wish he'd mow his yard more.
See, because I think human
I wish
beings
stand outside smoking pot all night.
Human beings are hard to categorize on an individual basis. If you start to get to know somebody, then you can really feel it. Like people are complex and there's layers, but neighbors aren't. You know what I mean? Human
most
beings
people are dicks.
Human beings are kind of interesting, or as Rod puts it, just all
there's
dicks.
But
I don't think neighbors are, if that makes any sense. I think that they just fall into certain, like my neighbor
archetypes.
Dave. Yes, neighbor Dave is the nice neighbor, the good neighbor. Text you, you know, if he gets a order from Amazon accidentally delivered to his house, he texts me to let me know
how have your number?
I don't know. That's the other thing. Brought over like a welcome basket when we moved in. And he's that neighbor. He's like the neighbor that's really trying to be neighborly.
Right.
I'm the weirdo who doesn't like talking to you, but really wants you to talk to me. Like, I know I don't put the effort in, but you could.
Is Dave Ned Flanders?
If like Ned Flanders were
righty row,
like kind of a cool hippie type of dude, then yeah, that'd be Dave.
Dave sounds awesome.
Yeah, Dave. Oh, you would love Dave. I like Dave.
Dave's probably got some Ben and Jerry's in his freezer right now. Dave sounds awesome. No, yeah. We have neighbors on one side that are, and I'm, you know, me, I'll wave and I say hi to people and, you know, I'll talk to people, but yeah, I'm not like, we're not gonna be friends.
Yeah.
These people that live over here,
they haven't earned
when we first moved
in. My friendship doesn't come with the fucking property, pal.
Yeah.
When we first moved in, their names are Larry and Wendy, and that's all I know. And so Tabitha and I refer to them as the Y's, and I don't know their last name. They're just the Y's, Larry and Wendy.
Yeah.
And they're nice, but they can, from sitting on their backyard, they can see my backyard really well, and I know that sucks for them. I'm so sorry.
That they have to look at that junglescape there.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. It's awful.
Yeah.
I only mow the front yard because I have to.
I mean, I don't know about all your neighbors, but I know that there are at least a couple of neighbors of yours that are very bad people.
There were, but they went away.
Are they gone now? Yeah.
Yeah, they left, yeah.
This happened. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the podcast, but... yeah. A year ago when we were doing the podcast and I used to go over to Rod's house to do it, which is inconvenient now, and I'm sorry I haven't been doing that. But
I know. I wish you would. It's
a $300 flight there and back, but you know. But we were
COVID, right?
We were standing outside, like either after or before the show or during it, I don't know, whatever.
We were in the garage.
This puppy like straggled up to us, just this like limping, sad.
Yeah, a little
definitely
langly,
malnourished.
Gangly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you could count its ribs. And, yeah, very lanky, you know, long-legged little puppy. Looked to be like a part pit bull or something, you know.
Yeah.
But just adorable little thing that obviously was starving and just strolled right up as if he was going to walk right in the garage and hang out.
That's where Rod keeps the dog food.
Right. And, of course, we had... I have my dogs, you know, and so I'm like, oh, no. And, but we like picked it up and so we're petting the dog and checking it out. And he wanted in that garage so bad because he was starving. And we're like, man, this thing is like skinny and, you know, really sad. And wasn't it Roman that told us?
I don't. Maybe Roman, I thought you figured it out. Maybe, but I can't remember you. But you figured it out.
Oh, I had seen it. I had seen it in their backyard. I said, "Dude, that belongs over there." And I asked Roman, and he's like, "Yeah, that's their dog." And because he knew, you know, played with the kids over there sometimes, and they lived like, you know, across the street and over a you know, house or whatever. Anyways, so yeah, we got like a cup of dog food. Like literally in a measuring cup, like, you know, a little over a cup of dog food. And I carried the dog and we walked across the street to the house. And by the time we got across the street and a house down, he had eaten the whole cup of food. And then he wanted down. And anyways, we knocked on the door. We knocked on the door and they were like, oh, there he is. Thanks. Yeah.
There were just random children in this house, and then like just kind of a skeleton came up to the door, took the dog, disappeared in a puff of smoke. It's weird because we did the right thing, but we didn't do the.
It was.
I think that there's sometimes in life you do the right thing, you do the proper thing.
We did the proper thing, but it's not
and then
really
there's the
right thing,
best
yeah.
thing. Like it's not. Yeah. It's we did the.
It was so funny because we both were like, "Yeah, look, we're returning the dog, and
we're good people."
And we give him back the dog, and as we turn to walk away, Jonathan looks at me and goes, "Why do I feel like we shouldn't have given him back the dog?"
Yeah.
I was like, "I don't know, but I don't like it either."
Yeah, I kind of think it's weird because if the dog hadn't been from somebody right next door to you.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have felt as bad giving it back because if the dog had been even like 3 or 4 blocks over, so say this dog had been like missing for a couple of weeks, then it wouldn't have been.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Right, bad, right.
But, yeah.
No, and that is that was the thing. But no, they, I never really talked to them. They seemed like they were probably decent people. I know the guy or somebody, I don't know who, somebody that was staying there anyways had a very nice, well, okay, a truck with a very nice motor and short pipes, and right. I guess that truck had a lot of problems because he worked on it really late at night.
Just like, a real winner. Just all of them.
Like 2:30 in the morning, kind of working on the car, you know, listening to Iron Maiden.
So I, James, what kind of neighbor are you? Like, are you, do you, are you on good terms with your neighbors or?
Much like you... his neighbors, you can mind your own fucking business, mister.
To, I guess if I'm facing the same way as my house faces, to the left, there's a very nice old lady, and I think her son sometimes kind of lives there, and maybe her granddaughter. And they've got a couple dogs that were kind of antagonistic, but they have grown accustomed to me. To the right were a couple of gay guys that were very nice, but they just recently moved because across the street from me are some people that were pretty sure deal drugs fairly regularly.
Their
daughter would pop in and out of my jail periodically.
Wait,
what does that mean? Like, oh, you mean because she'd work at the jail? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, she'd do anything.
She had no idea.
Uncle Touchy's puzzle basement.
No idea who I was because I park in the back of the house. But I knew who she was because about 1 to 2 times a month, she would just have these psychotic episodes where she'd just be like, "Fuck you, mommy, daddy, business." And you would never know if it would be at like 2:30 in the afternoon or
2:30 in the morning.
Yeah. The last I heard, she'd been missing for about 2 or 3 months, which doesn't bode well. It's been quieter in the neighborhood. I'll tell you that much.
Bodes well for you.
Do you mean missing or she just didn't come home? Because there's a difference. Missing. Whoa.
Like nobody seems to know where she's at. Because one of my coworkers like used to kind of know her mom.
Like, so you worked with a dude that used to bang her mom?
No, it was a lady. It was a lady who used to bang her mom.
Cool. Gotcha.
Can I tell a quick anecdote on the notion of audio effects and people not understanding what they are?
Yes.
Okay.
So, once upon a time, when I was working at Subway, when I was a sandwich artist.
Why do you say that and it makes me
think back to those?
It just sounded
salad days.
Filthy. Sandwich artist. Were you fucking the sandwiches? I mean, how good was this art? Was it performance art?
Andy Dick would approve.
Hey guys, this is Jonathan Weir. You know who I am because you're listening to this podcast. But you might not know about Cody Akins if you've never listened to this podcast ever before. You might not know who he is. He is an amazing computer tech genius who can fix anything with a screen. Anything. I mean, I don't know about a screen door, but he can fix a mobile phone. He can fix a tablet. He can fix your laptop. He can fix your desktop. He can fix whatever you need that has a screen. He can fix it. And what I love about Cody is every once in a while I go online and go to Akins PC Repair on Facebook and see reviews. Never a negative review. And it's a little bit galling to me because I've got a ton of negative reviews in my life. Like too many. Too many that I've tried to forget about, and then I drink, and then they come bubbling up to the surface, and then I drink some more, and that puts them back down. So anyway, point is, Cody doesn't have any negative reviews. And that means that you guys in the 11 love him. That means that everyone else in Kansas City loves him. I love him. So if you are looking to get your computer fixed, if you're looking for a refurbished computer, if you're looking for, I don't know, a guy to talk to about computers... I don't recommend that last one because it doesn't really make him any money. Go to My Computer Guy, Akins PC Repair. That's AkinsPCRepair.com. AkinsPCRepair.com. See, when I say comma, it sounds like I'm saying comma, and that's not how the World Wide Web works.
Andy Dick would approve.
I want to hear your story. It reminded me of a joke, but I want to hear your story.
So we're sitting there, and, you know, 9 times out of 10, like, sometimes, like, we didn't have piped in music, so we'd play the radio, or if there was, like, a CD player that was hooked up to the sound system, you know, sometimes I'd bring in my CDs and listen to something. So that day we were listening to the radio, and it was a classic rock station, and probably Do You Feel Like We Feel, something off Frampton Comes Alive was on.
Right.
And this guy is, like, the only guy in the building. And he's, like, kind of nodding his head to the Framp, and he's like...
Yeah. Was this a customer or an employee?
Yeah, customer.
Okay, gotcha.
And he goes, you guys like this kind of music? I'm like, yeah, and classic rock's pretty cool. I like most of it, you know. Some stuff sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of it's pretty solid. And he goes, this guy can make his guitar talk. And I go, yeah, actually, Bob Heil, the guy who invented that effect, has a shop down in Marissa.
Yeah.
Like, he invented that. And, like, he still does, like, high-end sound systems. I was like, he's from Marissa. I was like, he's got a shop in Fairview Heights.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can get a sound system done by Bob Heil. Like, it's a big deal. Like, he did sound for The Who. And he's like, and he just, this dead stare, and he goes, this guy can make his
I have to get home.
But I was like, no, yeah. I was like, that thing, it's called a Heil Talk Box. I was like, yeah, the guy who invented it was born in Marissa. Like, he's got a shop in Fairview Heights. So you can get a sound system.
And then he
like,
said, I've got to get home because Ow My Balls is going to be on and I can't miss it.
Go away, Peyton.
What are you reading?
What are you trying to read that word for?
All right, let's play again.
Yeah, no, that was.
Oh, wait, okay.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
No. I was gonna. I know that any people listening don't get to see, but do you see this?
Oh God, your finger! Stop showing me your finger!
No. Look, the nail's gone.
I'm not looking.
Look, the nail's gone.
It's kind of out of focus.
I know, it's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around here is the nail. I think. Yeah.
You don't just throw that kind of thing away.
No, you gotta hang on to that. That's something. Come and make a keychain out of it and give it to this girl at work.
I'm gonna throw up. Why?
Wear it around your neck as a necklace or use it as a guitar pick.
What do you mean running out of time?
Oh, it'd be an awesome guitar pick.
We only have 10 more minutes on fucking Zoom.
For what?
Zoom.
Oh, Zoom.
I don't know what to do.
I was gonna say, what? We just got started.
I thought they were gonna stop that for Thanksgiving or some shit.
I thought they were too.
Well, it's not Thanksgiving yet.
You gotta be kidding me. So we only have 10 minutes left.
Prison, Price is Right.
Yes.
So we're gonna play a game. The game is Prison, Price is Right. And Rod suggested we do this because he wanted to see how good James is at it. Considering that James works.
I'm hit or miss.
At a jail. I think we have done it before with James, and he's not as good as you think.
But yeah, it just dawned on me that you should be really good at that. And then after
Rebecca was on, we did it.
Oh, did we? Okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Well,
see, I thought we did.
Time to do it again. All right. This is Felicity Huffman's prison commissary from FCI Dublin, which, what does FCI stand for? Federal Correctional Institute. Institute.
Oh, wow. That's
in Dublin,
much better than what I had.
California, I believe. What?
She's with BOP, Bureau of Prisons.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Look at him just tossing the terms off. Like, yeah, yeah.
It's always initials, too. It's
yeah,
always.
Yeah, we make the things seem esoteric so that we can we can memorize
he's
them.
He's from the FBI, and he's a BMF.
It's time for Prison Prices, right? I'm going to list off an item at the FCI commissary in Dublin, California, and then you have to guess, closest without going over, how much it's worth.
Oh, right? It's in Dublin, is it?
Dublin, California.
Lovely.
All right.
Yeah, another accents, dude. Totally, dude.
Acne treatment. Not Acme treatment.
Acme treatment.
Which is something the Roadrunner needs to get. The Acme treatment. But acne treatment. I thought there was something that happens a lot in jail that treats and clears up the acne. Am I wrong about that, James?
I don't think it happens as much as you think, as much as you would like.
I mean, I'm saying it's consensual. I'm just
I'm assuming they wouldn't have a lot of acne because of that. Just guys so anyways, just constantly doing that.
Hey, so some guys. Does it have an ounce amount? I know I've discussed this before.
I was just wondering that
no,
myself.
No, it does not. It does not. I will say, yeah, based on the price, not giving anything away, but based on the price, it's about like how much you'd probably get in a tube of like toothpaste or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I was saying. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Like the amount that you would think would come in like a tube.
Say $8.95.
$8.95. Rod?
I was thinking more about $4.50.
Both of you are way bucks over. It's only $1.60 for that
I
acne
know
treatment. Yeah. Again, or you can go to Big Larry who will do it for free.
I want to, James, do you know any really cool prison recipes?
Like, I've seen some hooch very, in the toilet? Very interesting things with ramen noodles.
Oh, yeah, I know that's very popular.
I've heard of that. Like, ramen noodles are the new cigarettes, right?
Yeah. That and stamps. For some reason, stamps are currency, I've been told.
Anytime I hear the word stamps, I think of the Mr. Show sketch where it's the new KKK.
Badminton stamps!
And they're listing off all the fun things you can do in the new KKK.
Because they're 100% hate-free.
Because they're 100% hate-free.
Oh, that's right. That's the NAMBLA one.
KKK! Yeah, it was right.
Most and then improved image.
Image words, yeah. Anyway, all right. Hemorrhoid ointment, which again.
Hemorrhoid ointment. I'll go first, and I'll say based on the last one, mm-hmm, I'm going to say about Trefitty.
Trefitty, okay.
Trefitty.
Because hemorrhoids is no Trefitty.
I'm assuming hemorrhoids might be more of a, well, it's a female prison. No, it's just prison in general, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, that might be more of an issue.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the commissaries wouldn't be segregated, right? Or not segregated, but no.
Right, it'd be the same in either one.
Yeah, it would be the
yeah
same way. They'd be co-ed, right?
That's true. So yeah, I'm gonna say $3.50 is what
$3.50, okay. James?
$3.53.
You son of a bitch. It's $3.85.
Oh, you got me.
James got one. All right. Let's see. Pepto-Bismol, which I didn't discover Pepto-Bismol until like this year. That is the easily, I think things are different for everybody, but that is the most surefire way to cure anything that's wrong with my stomach. Like, it just...
Pepto?
Yeah. It's the only thing that works. Like, I've tried everything else.
The pink chalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you drink too much, your poop turns black.
Yes! If you drink... Actually, if you drink any, your poop turns black. Yeah. Which
it's kind of fun.
I find it just part of the fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Pepto-Bismol. James, you go first. It doesn't say...
$4.65.
It doesn't say how much, but $4.65. Okay. Right.
I think that's high. I'm going to say $4.
Rod says $4. James said $4.65. It's
$4.25.
It's $4.25.
Ah, I win.
So you guys are tied. So here's the tiebreaker. Here's the tiebreaker. Turkey bites. Which
turkey bites?
I'm assuming it's like turkey jerky, I guess, and they don't want to call it turkey jerky.
Turkey jerky.
But turkey bites.
Turkey bites.
What are those marks all over your neck?
Ah, fucking turkey bites.
You know,
turkey bites.
The wife, she got a little frisky. You know,
a few turkey bites.
That beak of hers.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving. Here's your fucking turkey bites.
Turkey bites. I'm going to say turkey bites are
$2. $2? Okay. James?
I'm going to say Trefitty.
About Trefitty?
So I'm going to go about Trefitty.
Okay, well.
Or James is going to go about Trefitty.
The winner of the game is, how much did you say they were, Rod?
I said two.
They're $2.30.
Yay!
Yay! Look at that.
I win by default.
Right. So, yeah. Maybe, James, maybe your problem is you're too close to the situation.
can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're like, yeah. go on what you know, but that might be different than what this is, you know?
The only actual prison recipe I know is my friend Sheldon. When I was growing up, he had to go back to prison for, I say go back, he got busted when he was a kid. He was on probation, so, and then he was doing probation.
So he was young, sent
to jail. Yeah,
he was young. The Sheldon,
young Sheldon.
And then he got sent to jail for what the remainder of his probation would have been, which was like 2 years or whatever.
Mm.
And he ended up doing like 9 months. The point to all this is, the only good thing that came out of him doing prison is he was like, dude, I can make the best cocoa in the fucking world.
Really?
Yeah.
I just need toilet water.
Nope. All it is well, yeah, toilet water. Mm. But you could use other water. Basically,
if you have to.
Hot water if you had to. Hot water, and you melt a Milky Way bar in it.
Oh.
Or you can use milk, but it is delicious.
At this point, we Zoom crashed on us, and so we had to restart. And instead of restarting like people who know what they're doing, we just restarted by continuing a conversation. And now that I listen back to it, I realize there's no context for the conversation. So I'll set it up. Rod wanted to play a game based on a website that he found that had the best Christmas movies from the year that you were born. And go.
The other one I have is just, it's actually a list of what was the most popular Christmas movie the year you were born.
Oh, that's interesting.
It goes from like 64 to like 2003.
Okay.
And that's not on Ranker, but that's just a list I found. And I figured we could either talk about that, or I could like throw you out some movies and you guys could try to guess what year.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite game. And I don't ever get to play because I'm always the one hosting it. So,
all right, so
first of all, what was the Christmas movie in 1981?
1981, mm-hmm. right. I'm getting...
I believe Christmas Story came out in 82.
It was... Now I'm wondering about this list. 1981, A Chipmunk Christmas. Slow year for Christmas movies that year.
But I think James gets a good one in 82, right?
82, The Snowman.
Oh, God, that.
The Snowman.
No. Do you know what that is? My cousin, my mom used to babysit my cousins, and my cousin Brett used to watch The Snowman all the time. And there's this song in it where it's like, we're walking in the air. And it like haunts my dreams. I remember this goddamn thing. I thought The Christmas Story came out in 1982.
No, it did not, sir. Would you like to take another guess at that?
I just Googled it. 83. Okay, so
in 1983.
So I was just a little
no
bit
Google
wrong.
Cheating.
I wasn't playing the game yet, so I didn't know.
All right, so I'm going to give you what the popular movie was. You're going to tell me what year.
Okay.
This is my personal all-time favorite Christmas movie, Bill Murray in Scrooge.
Scrooged.
What year was Bill Murray in the movie Scrooge?
Okay, no, it's definitely the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it's a Richard Donner film.
Is it?
Yeah. I want to say it was post-Goonies. I'm going to say 88.
All right.
I'll go 89.
Mm.
Okay. All right. The correct answer is 1988. Boom! Okay, let's see. We're going to go with, how about Gremlins? What year was Gremlins released, James?
85?
Damn, I was going to say 85 too.
Okay. 85 too. I don't know. I'm not familiar with 85 too.
That's the alternate universe.
It was the sequel.
It's a different timeline.
Yeah, that was the year my grandpa didn't die.
Oh, ooh. Ow. Oh, that one got me.
Actually,
that
both my grandpas, right, actually, both of them died in 1987. I don't know why.
Right in the feels.
Mm. But I'm going to say, 1985 is right. That's the right answer. So I'm not going to guess a different answer. That's it. It's 1985.
So that's the final answer for both of you because you're both wrong.
What?
1984.
What the fuck?
Gremlins, 1984.
Got us again.
In a world, you know, my parents, the two of you got the wrong answer.
It's really funny. My parents took me to see Gremlins, and they were disturbed by how funny Ooh. I thought the movie was. And not like just the Mogwai.
Right,
or,
right, right.
But like, they said I was laughing hysterically at the scene where the gremlin stabs the science teacher in the back with scissors, which they don't show. But like, apparently, I thought it was hysterical when they did show his dead body.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, which is funny because I'm nothing. I don't like horror movies. Now I'll watch Gremlins, but the most disturbing thing about Gremlins is a story about, you know, what happened to her dad. And he dressed up like Santa Claus.
Yes,
Phoebe
yes, it
Cates'
is.
Dead dad in the,
yeah,
chimney.
In the chimney. And then the
See,
smell.
See, now you said Phoebe Cates, and all I can think about is the cars. Bam,
moving bam, in stereo. Bam, 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 yeah, those titties bam, were moving in stereo, bam. That's for sure.
So, you see my finger? It's kind of tender. You see my finger?
Not looking at it. Stop it.
It's kind of tender.
I'm just going to, I'm turning. So, anyways. I'm focused on James. I'm not, I'm done.
So, it. Oh, you bastard. Mm-hmm. So do you want to know what the Christmas movie for 1985 was, the year the two of you both were insistent that Gremlins came out?
Babes in Toyland.
I didn't insist.
Well, no, you did not.
I insisted.
John did.
When don't I insist, though? I think my very tone very for everything I say is, I insist. Indeed, yes. Yeah.
You know what I really fucking hate? I fucking hate people that are just adamant about something. God, I hate that.
Mm.
Just really seriously adamant about it.
I see what you're doing here. It's hypocrisy. Yeah.
How do you feel about Adam Ant?
Mm.
Oh, I like Adam Ant. How I like Adam and the Ants.
What about Wolverine's the metal skeleton in the adamantium?
That is much better than the stupid shit in that one movie, Unatanium.
And yeah.
That is the laziest, dumbest fucking name. Unatanium.
And real quick, though, as far as The Wizard of Oz is concerned, and Auntie M, how do you feel about it? All right, moving on.
You know what else I hate? I hate how judgmental people are these days.
Oh, it's
you can tell just by looking at them.
Yeah, they're just being a bunch of judgmental dicks. All right,
1985 was Santa Claus the movie.
Oh, God, with Dudley Moore.
I think so. Yes.
There's a rogue elf that sold out. Yeah, yeah. He sold out.
Okay.
Santa
Claus.
Does he learn? Does he learn the true meaning of Christmas at the end?
I don't think I got
Let's
through
go
it even
way.
As a kid.
Let's go this way. Oh, here's a good one. Well, here. Let me know. I want to get out of the 80s.
All right.
Here we go.
So have I.
Well, I mean, some things. How about the Santa Claus?
Oh, the Santa Claus.
The Santa Tim Claus. Allen? Yes, yes. What year was that?
I'm going to say 93.
Okay, James, what do you say?
That has a very 90. Fifth grade feel to it to me.
Five.
Mm, okay, okay.
And the answer is?
1994. Fuck! okay, how about...
That's right, I remember watching that the day Kurt Cobain died. That's right.
Oh, 1984 gave us Gremlins,
one.
A book title for George Orwell,
yeah.
And a Van Halen record.
Right. 1994 killed Kurt Cobain and gave us the Santa Claus. Remember in that movie where...
Really bad.
Did you know in that movie originally he fucking like straight up murdered Santa Claus originally and then they changed it? But like he thinks Santa Claus is a burglar so he shoots him dead.
So he shoots him? Yeah. Oh my God. Which, why would honestly, you think that is a good way to start a children's movie?
I kind of think that that's...
Well, because then they could have Tim Allen go, oh?
Yeah. The funny... Well, and then if it's Tim Allen now, he'd be like, Jesus is the reason for the season. So the old man had it coming. He's gone full like.
Do you know that? Do you know that after Tim Allen did Home Improvement, he wasn't allowed. Like he sold all that.
Mm-hmm.
All that went with the Home Improvement contract.
Really?
So like, if he ever decides to do stand up again, he cannot do any of that. Darn. You know, more power and all that stuff.
Mm.
Which I think is why he hasn't. What about? Hopefully. One of the worst, in my opinion, one of the worst ever Christmas movies, Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, look.
And Sinbad.
It's not a good movie.
Mm-mm.
But it's not the worst movie.
It's pretty damn bad.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's and it's fun to watch.
Need to get the Power Man.
That was actually really good. That was really good.
James
I think
has
it was
good
power,
impressions.
I don't remember.
James is very good.
That was a good one.
Always has been.
That was a very good one.
I think.
Damn you, postal worker, Sinbad.
God, that was a bad movie. What's funny is
put the cookie down.
Like a couple years before it actually came out, my wife happened to be in California visiting our friend there, Lori, in L.A. And she was they were walking around and they were shooting out, you know, that movie out because she came home and told me Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be in a, you know, Christmas movie and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what the hell? And she said it was really funny because it was hot as shit. And everybody in the movie
was
wearing coats.
Yeah, yeah.
It's summertime. We're all in shorts and it's hot, you know. And, yeah, they're all in big, heavy coats and stuff. Anyways, what year was that movie released? Jingle All the Way. James, you get the first stab at this one.
We go 93.
I think that's early. I'm going to say 98. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are correct, sir. It was early. It was 1996.
God fucking
didn't,
damn
didn't
it.
Realize the wrong answer was hooked up to your genitalia.
Yeah. Well, I take this game very seriously, James.
It's awfully fun. It's awfully fun that way. The last one on this list.
Okay. I love this, by the way.
Well, that just kind of gave it away that it's a lot later, but this is what year did Elf come out?
Okay, motherfucker. Because I'm going to say 2003. Probably wrong,
okay.
But 2003 feels right, which means James? It's probably wrong.
You go 07. That seems late. But
it does seem late.
The correct answer is, in fact, 2003.
Yes! Yes!
That is, I like that. What year
John,
did
that was
we...
actually an even stronger jolt of electricity to John's genitals.
What?
Oh, that wasn't
That's
a jolt, baby.
No. For.
That was a full-on stroke.
That was...
I mean, I was having
the wrong...
You don't get sick, people. I was having a stroke.
No. Here's the thing. The wrong answer is electrodes to the testicles. The right answer is a little tickle to the taint.
Yeah, just hang those alligator clips right on the zipper there. You know
what year did? What year was Lethal Weapon the Christmas movie?
Ooh, a Shane Black one.
The Lethal Weapon came out before Die Hard, right?
Lethal Weapon.
Or it came out after Die Hard. No, don't tell. Don't know the answer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not.
But
I'm just
thinking out loud. You're gonna say 90.
We'll go 90 even. 90 yeah,
even. It feels like such an 80s movie though. But I think that when did Die Hard come out? Die Hard was like 87. I'm gonna say 88.
You're very close. It was 1987.
So wait, when did Die Hard come out?
I don't know. So I was just looking here, look it up, because it just says here the Mel Gibson
88.
Said,
so they both came out at Christmas?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Die Hard and Lethal Weapon were released the same year.
Wanted to set movies at Christmas time. He also considered Rocky... Four and Die Hard to be the Christmas genre.
Wow. That's like, you know, finding out that Nevermind and 10 and Bad Motorfinger and the Black Album all came out in the same month.
Blood Sugar Sex Magik came out in the same year.
September of 1991.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right.
Okay, so 87 for Lethal Weapon, 88 for Die Hard?
Yeah, but 88, the big movie for that was Scrooged. We went over that. What about Christmas Vacation?
Wait, oh, Lethal Weapon was 87? I thought you said it was 88.
No, 87 was Lethal Weapon.
What the hell? All right. What? What was the next one?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that's 1989. I know for a fact that's 1989. I just know it.
You knew for a fact that Gremlins came out in 85.
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
And it did not. Okay, it's it did not, in fact, come out in 85. It came out in 84. So the fact that you know it for a fact isn't really factual here.
The fact that,
I mean, it is. You're right, but
my feelings are
your certainness just kind of bothers me after you were so very wrong before.
I know it's 1989.
It is. It is. You are correct.
Boom! I'm not playing the sound effect because of the hubris. Nah, I'm gonna.
let's see.
This album also came out in 1987.
How about The Nightmare Before Christmas?
94. I was sixth grade.
James?
93?
Yes, you are correct, James.
No! Oh, that's right. It would have been in the sixth grade. 93. Yeah, I was the wrong year. I remember my dad.
But I'm glad you're so sure about it.
In a crazy, weird act of, like, you know what? I should probably do something with the boy. Decided that we were going to go to a movie together. And he let me pick the movie. And Nightmare Before Christmas is the movie I picked. I was very excited about it because I'll remind you, I was 11 years old. And he wanted to see Spy Hard?
With Leslie Nielsen.
No.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. It was some other movie. I don't know what it was, but it was a bad, like, Abram Zucker type of, like, sexy thing. And I was like, I don't want to sit next to my dad at this movie. So, no, we're going to go see the movie that's age appropriate. And he fell asleep during the movie. And then nearly on the car ride home fell asleep as I was explaining to him exactly how cool the movie was. The movie that we had just seen together, I felt it was important for me to retell the plot to him.
On the way home
and tell him about
not later.
All of the articles in all of the magazines that my aunt would buy me about movies, about the making of that movie and how cool it was. Sometimes I understand my dad's hatred for me. I mean, I do get it a little bit.
This is the last one. Mm. This is Jonathan's favorite Christmas movie.
Okay.
It's
a Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Yes.
Jim Carrey in the live action version of the Grinch Stole Christmas.
It's the worst movie of all time.
I know you hate that film. It is really bad.
It looks like it was filmed on a soap opera set. It's just so bad.
But it looks
bad.
When you hear,
can I say it's 2001, so it's the second worst thing that happened that year?
That's good. I am gonna say 2000. I think 2001. I don't know. 2000 seems right.
It is straight up 2000. 2001 is actually kind of worse. It's Whoopi Goldberg in Call Me Claus.
I don't even know what the
what?
Fuck.
Even
what
heard
is
of it.
That? What is that? Hey,
oh no!
My co-host and producer on my morning show have been trying to convince me that Sister Act 2 is a great movie and I should give it a shot. Have either of you seen Sister Act 2?
Yes. Don't.
It's not
Did
good.
You see Sister Act?
I didn't mind Sister Act, but
same movie.
Okay, so then
same
why?
Movie.
But Lauryn Hill is in Sister Act 2.
So maybe the music's better. So that's what they're drawn to. I don't know.
Wait, Lauryn Hill, I'd rather my children starve than white people buy my records?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's an appeal.
I like it when people say things that Rage Against the Machine wouldn't even say.
Yeah.
Like, God, the balls on her. It's good for her.
Not even Rage Against the Machine would say that.
They
shit.
Know. They know they're selling angst to angry suburban white teenagers.
Kids.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I'm sorry, James.
I mean, she's got a pretty good singing voice.
Yeah,
oh, she's great. Friggin' amazing.
Amazing, yeah, yeah.
And very beautiful woman.
And Miss Education is a great album. That's a great, like, back to front, just a really good album.
Yeah, she's an amazing singer. And like I said, a very beautiful woman. She's just, unfortunately, a bitch.
You know what's funny is who's kind of picked up her mantle from that time was Alicia Keys, right? And you said Lauryn Hill's beautiful. She is. Alicia Keys is also very beautiful. Doesn't wear makeup. And it's like a thing that people are like, she doesn't wear makeup. And like, it's like, have you looked at her? She doesn't need to. She doesn't need. She looks like a little greasy, kind of like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Y'all know black don't crack, right? Y'all know that.
Oh, by the way, have you gotten your Jack Stack yet?
No. That should be in next week on December 3rd.
Okay. I'm dying to find out about that.
So for those of you who don't know, I ordered
on
this website James told me about called Gold Belly, you can order food from all over the country. And fortunately, there's a bunch of food that you can get in from Kansas City, from great places like Jack Stack and
because
Joe's
of the
KC.
Barbecue and stuff.
It makes
perfect sense.
And so it was, I'm not going to say how much it was, but it
was a pretty penny.
I had a bunch of Jack Stack sent to me, and it should be in, next week on December 3rd. I wanted to have it by my birthday, but for some reason, the price to get it on my birthday specifically was like $50 more than get it any other day.
Tuesday?
Yeah. I don't know. It must be something about Tuesdays or the first of the month. I don't know. Hmm.
That's because when it was a rush job or something.
Yeah. It wasn't, but it's only 2 days difference in like $50.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is very weird. It is.
But you had $50 worth. Couple days
happened to just like I was watching something on YouTube, and because I'm a poor, I have to watch ads.
It's like $5
too, buddy.
It's like $5
shut
a
your face hole.
It's $5 a month.
If I had Pandora premium kind of money, sure, maybe I might get that too. But I get so pissed off at work. I've gone back to Pandora because they only play one commercial at a time. And Spotify will throw in like five.
Spotify.
And if you don't run over there and push the button, watch this short video to receive 30 minutes free. I hate that thing.
What's going
to
be great is when people who stop listening to the radio and start listening to Spotify because of commercials stop listening to Spotify and come back to radio because they're like, it's great because there's not that many commercials on this.
Dude, Spotify's getting ridiculous. And half the Spotify commercials are, wouldn't it be great not to hear commercials on Spotify?
Yeah.
Yes, it would. Shut your face hole and play my damn songs. I need some Beastie Boys,
anyway.
Bitch.
All right, James, what were you going to say? Hey, we got to wrap up.
I was watching something on the YouTubes, and it was like, the world famous Z-Man sandwich.
Yeah.
Like brought to you by Gold Belly. And I was like, and I looked into it, and I sent John a link, and I'm like, hey, you get a Z-Man sent to you.
Yeah.
And
he's like,
I was very excited.
That's pretty badass.
My fear is I've been inundated with just garbage Boston food for the last year and a half, and so I'm worried that when I eat the Jack Stacks, I'm gonna die. gonna be like, oh my god, this is what real food tastes like.
I don't recommend you eat it like outside of the home.
Yeah.
Because you're either going to like nap or poop right after.
Or just jizz in my pants. All right.
Maybe all. I know that you could be, it's a new thing. It's called the Weir.
All right. That's a show. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Love you. Thank you for listening. Bye.